Good afternoon, everyone. This is John Thomas. As you know, or you should know, I've written two books dealing with weight. The first is called You Can Live at Any Weight You Choose. That's true. You can. I'll explain how. The second one is Why to Weigh Less Permanently. No diets, no exercise required, really. So today we're going to talk about the weight loss industry. Can you believe there is such a thing? You know, of course, or you should check on Google, that about 95% of everybody who goes on diets and thinks they lost weight eventually regains all the weight. So what are the odds of you succeeding? So in view of the fact that hundreds of millions of people are overweight or obese, a new industry has popped up. It's not new. It's been around for a long time, but they've become more sophisticated. It's called the weight loss industry. Now, the most recent statistics say that about $68 billion are taken in every year by the weight loss products, people you see on television, powders they sell you, food they sell you, everything having to do with losing weight. And they parade celebrities, people you know, famous people, athletes, actresses, actors, people well known to you. They're very good at communication. And they all tell you, they promise you, you will lose weight if you do this, if you give them your money. Remember, it is all about the money. But yet, it's funny, nowhere in their advertising do they say, you know, your chances of losing weight permanently are almost non-existent. They say statistically that 5% of the people may lose weight for good. I doubt it's that high, but you don't have to ask me. You don't have to ask anybody. Just ask yourself. Here you are, overweight and obese, and you've paid people money, and it's like being thrown out the window. How many of your friends, how many people you know have permanently lost weight? Probably nobody. When I say permanently lost weight, that they don't have to worry or think about weight anymore. Remember, for all practical purposes, there is no such thing as permanent weight loss. Right, no such thing. Oh, they may find one or two people, but you can't find any. And it doesn't make any difference what other people do. It hasn't done a thing for you. Yet all these people are on there saying, give us your money, buy our product, subscribe to what we do, and you're going to lose weight. No, chances are very close to zero. So remember, this whole thing is, I promise, based on false expectations. Statistically, and if you don't believe me, go to Google and Google it. About 95% of everybody who goes on diets regains the weight. So what's the problem? What is the problem? How can you have an industry with a 95% failure ratio, 95% failure, and yet they take in $68 billion a year? Well, if you want to throw away your money, go ahead. Remember, their premise is you will lose weight. Now, that's almost impossible on a permanent basis based on what they're doing. They tell you, first of all, that you're overweight or fat because of biology. Nonsense. 75 years ago, almost nobody was overweight or fat or obese, yet they ignore that. They say, well, you just have to make better choices for foods. Also nonsense. They don't understand that what you're doing by putting food in your mouth is something you emotionally have to do. And then they tell you, if you follow their programs or weight loss or give them your money, you're going to lose weight for good. Baloney. You're the prime example. You don't need anything else. And they say, oh, change your lifestyle. More baloney. They don't understand the problem. And then they say, change your mindset. What are they talking about? It's not in your mind. Everybody knows exactly what to do. don't put as much food in your mouth. Well, that was simple, wasn't it? You didn't have to pay anybody for that, but you can't do it. And so what they're attempting to do is tell you to lose weight. And I will tell you again, if you're never going to lose weight by doing any of the things that they tell you to do, because they fail to grasp the obvious, which we have solved, that the reason you're overweight, you're fat or obese, is because you're putting food in your mouth to satisfy your emotional needs. When you get down, you may look for chocolate. When you want to feel better, you may look for other foods. It's not the foods. Keep in mind, the weight, your weight is not your problem. Your weight is a symptom of the problem. It is the result of the problem. Therefore, when anybody says to you, give us your money, I'll help you lose weight, save your money. If you want to give it to them, that's fine. That's your choice. But statistically, your chance of permanently losing weight is non-existent. So we're back to the problem, the real problem, that the weight loss industry, their $68 billion a year, has never solved and will never solve. It's all about the money. They know they have no chance of doing this, or virtually no chance. So what happened to truth in advertising? Why don't they say, yeah, this famous celebrity who we paid X dollars to has lost weight, so they say. But they should also be saying, you know, your chance of doing this is probably non-existent. Well, if they said that, you wouldn't give them your money. That's why they don't say it. So what we're after is eliminating the emotional need you feel to put food in your mouth. After all, if you don't have a need to put food in your mouth, you would only put enough food in your mouth to satisfy your body's need for nourishment. That's all it is. So the weight loss industry is, in my view, a joke, because statistically, they've accomplished nothing. And forget statistically. Look at you. Look at your friends. Any of them. Have any of them lost weight permanently? Remember, weight is just the symptom. Food is not your problem. Your weight is not your problem. Your problem is the need you feel to keep putting food in your mouth. That's why you weigh what you weigh, and that's why you will continue to weigh what you weigh, or more, until such time as you learn to eliminate the emotional need you feel for food. This is John Thomas. Stick with us. You will see as we keep going through this and you repeat the exercise that once you understand and feel the emotional need that's keeping you putting food in your mouth and keeping you fat or overweight will all be gone, and then you can live at any weight you choose. This is John Thomas. Goodbye.